October 1st. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. For the next few days, we are going to be looking at the 9 fruits of the Spirit as enumerated by the Apostle Paul in Galatians. It is interesting to note the context in which the letter writer is speaking. It had come to Paul's attention that some of the Galatians were guilty of perverting the gospel. Unnamed troublemakers were teaching that obedience to the law combined with faith in Jesus Christ were a sinner's justification, and, secondly, that believers were perfected by keeping the law. Paul's strong and emphatic rebuttal is that we are saved by God's grace, not by legalism. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, as Paul says in Galatians 3, verse 13. How should believers respond to this new freedom? By walking in the Spirit, says Paul, and not being corrupted by the lust of the flesh. What are the works of the flesh? Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and the like. That's quite a laundry list of sins, but Paul says we are more than conquerors of them through the Spirit of the One who lives in us. It is that Spirit which will prevail for you in the face of all testings. Remind us, Lord, that we are saved by faith, not by law-keeping or good works.